And God began to speak to me this morning about standing firm. How many knows that as believers, after we're born again, we must take firm stands of faith. Firm. That means I decided when God spoke that to me, that he said, I'm sitting there and he said, if you will follow me, he said, I'll bring you to the place to where you want nothing. I'm 28 years old at that time. I'm 52 years old. I'm getting a few years. But now I'm 56 years old, and I'm telling you right now, I do not want anything. I mean, there's things, I mean, Brad preached that sermon Wednesday night about, you know, having your heart in it. You know, having your heart in things. He's talking about towards the Lord, you know, things of God. He's making some illustrations. And so Teresa, she told me, she said, I think it was Thursday, because I've been working, I'm building the wall. I'm almost done with the wall around the swimming pool, and I'm fixing to start the building. And I've set a goal and asked the Lord to help me, and I know he will. And I told Teresa, I said, by the end of September, I'll have that building at least erected and framed and everything. I've set a goal. How many knows you got to set goals? You need to, us as Christians, we don't need to be goalless. We need to have goals. I mean, if you're 18 and you just got a job, save some money. Start saving money for your down payment on your house. You know, start saving money for something. If you ain't got nothing, just save it. But make goals and ask God to help you to do them goals, you know. And God will help you do goals, and you'll have purpose in life. A lot of Christians don't have no purpose, so they don't know where they're going, and they don't have any goals and dreams. It's just spur-of-the-moment things. When they do enjoy, it's just a one-time thing there. But we make quality decisions based on the Word of God, you know, in our lives, and we stand firm believing that those a quality decision is a decision to me that I make based on the Word of God, not yielding to my feelings, not going by what it looks like, what it feels like, but just what the Word says. That's a quality decision. And millions of Christians on this planet make those decisions every day in their marriage, in their finances, and God moves in with His grace and backs up the choice of that quality decision. Heaven begins to move. The angels, the Holy Spirit. There's times that I've been protected, I know, that I don't even know about, because the Bible says that He give His angels charge over me to keep me safe. I mean, I've had incidences, you know, because I stand firm on that. If I get out of the store and I have this thought right here, get your keys out, somebody steal your car, I leave it running. Now, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you, when Satan tries to challenge that word to me, praise God, I mean, I come back, I've made a firm stand back under when I know that them angels was in that truck with me, and then I read about them in the Bible later on, didn't even know that those guys were going to take me down. They could have. I'm little and I thought I couldn't be took down, but I know I done been broke nose and ribs and stuff, so I know it's so. But anyways, after when I read that in her that he would give his angels, he'd send angels with flaming swords, taking vengeance on those that know not God and that obey not the gospel. I read that and all of a sudden it hit me. There was an angel standing behind me, but God, I couldn't feel him, but they saw him. I mean, these two evil men standing there are going to take something that wasn't even mine that I'm delivering. And when I come to myself, it was coming out of my mouth. They told me, we're going to take it. Now, used to, I would get a stick and I'd bust them up. But now, I mean, I've been thinking about the Lord all day and singing the songs at church. Quit listening to secular music if demons are bothering you. You hear me? Well, I like that old time rock and roll. Just, you know. No, your flesh likes that old time rock and roll. Stop listening. I heard it while we was doing praise and worship. The Lord said, say it out of your mouth. He says, demons are messing with some, he said, because they won't turn off the secular music. He didn't tell me that it's sin. See, it's not. A lot of it's not sin. But the Bible says, flesh receiveth not the things of God. But the Spirit of God. See, it'll cause, and you know what? Demons don't bow to no authority. I mean, when you rise up and you take authority over that thought, just like I said that and I read that, I made a quality decision back 20-something years ago that angels watches my vehicles while I'm in the store. They watch stuff. Seen stuff here took that somebody else owned and left all my stuff. They didn't take nothing of mine, but they took the other stuff, and I recovered some of it for them. God caused me to intervene. In other words, I made a quality decision that the angels of God are encamped around about me. They watch over me. They watch my stuff. They watch my cars. They watch my stuff. All of that. And you know what? That irritates some folk when I do that. But that's all right. If my faith and your faith irritates unbelief or they're not doing that, that's fine. Let it irritate them. Don't back off on the stand of truth. The truth, you know, it sets me free from them demons that can steal, kill, and destroy. And you. I'm talking about you. Now, I've already done it, and I maintain it. You know, you got to do it, and I know it's a struggle to your flesh when you decide to honor your father and mother. I know what struggle is. When you decide to, we're teaching the grandkids to be obedient to their parents. And we don't do anything knowingly, on purpose, that we believe that them two right there would disagree with us. We do not. Because we do not invite demonic spirits. We do not invite rebellion to them. Aiden the other day got grounded because he's going too fast on my go-kart. Or whatever it is. They say it ain't a go-kart. It's side-by-side, little toy side-by-side. And so Teresa, I tell him 3 or 4 times. Teresa comes out, you know, and he's leaving the house. And she said, now don't go fast. Don't drive fast. We know him. He likes wide open. He's 5. He holds the steering wheel. He ain't even big enough to drive it. I mean, you barely can see him on it when he goes by. You know? I've taught him how to drive. I mean, Travis, we've taught him how to drive. Well, anyhow, he lets Aubrey out, comes around. I'm working at the pool. He lets Aubrey out, and when he come around the corner, he's wide open. And blazes hit Teresa on the porch. I mean, just like an earthquake shook the whole back porch with her voice. Hey, Lord! I thought, oh, my God. Warden got her. Got him. She made him stop and get off. Shut it off. I told you, blah, 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 you're grounded from driving. Well, a couple of days goes by, and I'm like, how long has the boy got to suffer, you know, to me, you know. I'm thinking, God, man, she done forgot about it. I mean, need to think about it. Ain't that long enough, you know? Because he's pitiful to me, you know? Papa, he come out there, and he said, Papa, I need to go tell Grandma something. He said, I'm just going to drive your Gator. I looked at him, and I said, go ahead. You drive that Gator down there and tell Grandma whatever you're going to tell her. I said, go ahead, drive it. He went, nah, better not. He went and started playing in the cab of my truck. I thought, well, drive it down there. I want to see this little motion picture. I'm going to stop this all this work. This is going to be real entertaining right here, you know. Well, I mean, you know, she was talking about, I mean, see, If we don't discipline him, we're teaching him to be rebellious. We're teaching him to be rebellious. That ain't love. Now to him, but oh, I'm getting to drive. Well, you're only five. I mean, it ain't like, you know, I mean, you're never going to be able to drive. Well, you know what? He goes out, he said, Papa, go ask Grandma. I said, I'm not going to ask Grandma nothing. I said, you go out there and you ask her if you're ungrounded from driving. And so he takes off across there. Just a few minutes, I heard the crank up, and I looked out there, and I said, woo, she let him off. And so Aubrey's down there, and I'm wanting him to come. She's gone up to her four-wheeler this yesterday evening. She's gone up to her four-wheeler, and I'm wanting Aid to come pick me up. I'm at the garden and take me up to her four-wheeler because it's not getting gas or something. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, come on. Come on. He's going, I mean, the boy is barely rolling. I mean, barely rolling. He gets nearly out there, and I thought, good Lord, I could have done walked up there three times. What's wrong with him? You know, and I said, well, come on. He said, Papa, I can't go fast. I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I said, just take it easy then. I said, fine, I'll walk up there. He ain't even going to make it out there. And Travis, he comes to the garden, and I said, look at him. He said, what is he doing? I said, he's going slow. He's not even moving. He said, that won't last long. And I said, well, it better, praise the Lord. But you know what? That caused him to respect that thing. And you know, sometimes, you know, when God is challenging us with the truth, he's not getting on to us. He's putting us into a safety place. He's putting us into a safe place. God's word, truth, is safety. It is a safety shield. You can't get me to divorce, Teresa. That word's in me. He hates divorce. Now, because I won't get a divorce, Satan causes people to think I'm preaching toward them. He's talking about me. He knows I got that ain't me. I am not. I don't care if you get a divorce. I do, but I don't. But I'm not going to change this word. I'm not going to change what I believe, and I'm not going to change what I preach. I'm going to preach this word, and I'm going to minister to those that are heirs of salvation just like the angels does, and that is me and you. And I'm going to preach the solid foundation that works. I have tested it and proved it, and I know that God's word don't fail. God's ways don't fail. You give and it shall be given. I mean, you can't do it one time. Well, it didn't work. I mean, Satan's done fed you a lie. Ask somebody that's been doing it and say, does it really work? I mean, just go to them and say, does it really work? If I really get committed to giving to God, does it work? And if they've been doing it, they'll say, absolutely. But you go over here to them that ain't tithing and giving, nah, I tried it and it didn't work for me. And then you'll be like, see, Satan, see, it don't work. But you got to ask somebody that's doing it and proving it. It works. Marriage can be good. That don't mean you won't have any trouble. When Teresa gets on my nerves now, I just walk away and ignore her. Just go get busy. Used to, if we did that, it'd be make her mad. Don't walk away. Let's do this thing. Come on. Don't be a chicken. That's what I used to hear. Now, used to, I wouldn't. I'd buck up her, and I'd take her to the ground. She tried to beat me up. I'd just take her to the ground, you know, hold her down, you know. And so then we went from that level up here to where we're like, you know, gonna walk away. Come on, chicken. What, you chicken? And I've done it too. She decided I'm not going to be a peacemaker. See, God's word's changing us. And then before you know it, I'd be like, come on, be a woman, face me. Come on, don't run. I don't like people that run. You get tired chasing them down and you ain't got the strength to fight them. And now, I get on, she gets on my nerves, I just walk away. Ooh, nothing's happened. And then I go right back. Hey, baby. Just act like nothing happened. That's what I do. 98.9% of the time, I act like nothing's happened. I'm working on the 100. It was 4%. Now I went up to 25. And you work the word, it establishes you. The Bible says after that you have went through, that it will strengthen, establish, and settle you. Settle means she would have to get a couple of lawyers to get a divorce, which should be dumb to divorce them. Right? I love God, number one. I love her like Christ so loved the church, whether she feels it or not. So she would be foolish to divorce me. You would be foolish if your wife or husband serves the Lord to dump them. Because you might get the next, it might be a dump truck load of manure. Boy, I've seen it. You know. But my point is, you know, the word. I made up my mind that I'm going to, I say it all the time. I go about saying it every day. Thank you, Lord. Everything that I set my hands to do, Father, prospers. That's your Bible promise. But if you go about, boy, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Ruby, spare an agony on me. You go singing that junk, that's what you're going to get. Why? Because the truth hadn't made you free yet. See, the truth made me free. I'm unstoppable in Him. You're unstoppable in Him. Let the economy crash. My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches. Hallelujah. Well, now, you know, I mean, you're hearing things now, and I mean, gas is fixing to go up again, and blah, 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 you know, and all of that stuff. And for me to get in fear and go and try to hoard all that up because I'm afraid it's going to happen, that's not God, and that's not wisdom. But now, if it's in here and God is telling you like Joseph, he called for a famine, a 7-year famine. And he told Joseph, go and store up, had a dream, and goes and tells the king, and he says, okay, do it, man, I'm putting you over this job. That's different. God leads His people, not fear, not the economy, not the government. The government done let you down. The government done bankrupted you. The government done bankrupted the United States. They are broke. That's why they love D. They love D. They probably pay her good money, I don't know, to go tell us how much we got to give them so that we can pay them. So that we can pay them to oppress us. But you can't oppress the free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And this kingdom operates is great. Look, the government is trying to do what the church is called to do. The government was not supposed to be set up to take care of us. They're set up to keep our roads fixed. Right? Fix our roads, build our prisons we're paying for, update the print. They're supposed to be overseeing that, no, not oppressing us. Their job is not to do what they're doing. They're supposed to come up with good ideas and come together and put it to the vote of the ones that is paying for it. If I'm paying you to do something, don't go put a fence post where I tell you not to. Because I know how I want to cross fence. Now you can go over and think, well, you know, well, Travis did it. And we pulled him up. That's not where I wanted him. But he thought it was a good idea. Whatever the case was, we pulled him up. I mean, that's some hard ground, Johnny. And I thought, well, it was a lack of communication, but it sure did cost you. See, the word, it gives us clarity. I'm to love you. I'm to love my brother. Whether I like you or not. I love you now. I mean, I'm not saying that. But now, I mean, Monty's one up there, and he's got this new guitar. You know, he likes his guitars very much. You know? And now it's not sounding just so. I go and we, I come off stage, I said, I don't care what I do. There's no way to get him settled in this. just move it to the best we can and move on. And that's what we do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Monty, I mean, he likes it perfect. And I just don't think there is that. He said, oh yeah, he believes they are. I don't believe it, but he does. So he's reaching for it, and that's a good thing, Monty. Because if you don't, you just, well, yeah, it sounds good. Because if you don't reach for that perfection and go, you don't know where you're going, you'll just settle for anything. So I'm not doubting you, you know. Hey, certain things on my job that I'll be a little slack on, and he'll say, Dad, you're slipping on that, aren't you? Because I used to demand better. You know, well, we got to make sure, especially in the things of the kingdom and the word, that we don't let that get lax. Just don't let that, because we begin to get weaker and weaker and weaker. Then we won't put up the fight. See, once you start releasing truth and not standing on it firm and taking a firm stand, you begin to get weaker in the battle. I mean, the battle they don't belong to you anyhow, and you were standing in faith to start with, or have been, and now you're backing off. Well, I'm just tired of fighting. Satan will tell you that. Because the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. See, the fight of faith is a good fight. It's not ever a losing fight. It might seem like it, but I'm telling you, when the dust settles, I mean, you'll be standing, and you'll be standing strong, and you'll be more affirmed, and you'll be more firm on that God's able to take care of you. I'm learning even more today how good God is. I mean, I got my herd. I bleed for my herd. I mean, a cow don't mean nothing to a lot of folk. But that's something that came out of the Bible to me and was a desire. Now, you know what's happened? My brother needs some cows. And he, you know, I don't know. He's, you know. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna take some of mine over there. And I'm going to build me another herd. I don't got enough pasture to build another herd. But he's got 40 acres. So I'm going to make him a deal. I'm going to take cows over there, and my cows is going to have calves. And then I'm going to split them with him. He can keep his and build him a herd. At the same time, I'm going to build me another herd while I'm building his herd. And then I thought, well, what if he sells the pasture? Then I thought, well, I'll just go over there and load them up and sell them. I'm just money sitting over there. See, God will do that for you. If you had asked me 10 years ago, why don't you get some cows? Like, oh, I wouldn't have cows. They're getting out all the time. They will. Them suckers will put you through some trials now. You got to talk to your cows too, and have your angels watching them and taking care of them, you know, and all of that. Just like I did, my squirrels love my place. I've got some of the happiest squirrels in Blount County. I believe it. I mean, I raise fruit, and I have to keep them out. They eat my fruit, man. You know, they over there. I mean, tomato worms loves my garden. They're so luscious, you know. And I overdid it this year and had to, you know. So I go spray them. Tomato worms, went back the next day, and there's some more in there. And I'm like, man, what's wrong with y'all? This is so rich here, the poison ain't getting you now. So I go get the spray and spray them again. They eat my maters up, even spraying them. I thought, man, it's anointed. This place is anointed. See, you can't believe that where you're at, can you? Oh, you don't know where I live. I live in the middle of the devil too. But I just live free. See, you know, Paul was in prison, but he was free. I mean, literally, he was in prison, but he was free, man. I mean, when you've got the Lord and the presence of the Lord in your life, no matter what's going on, I mean, you have this inward knowing that God is on your side, that God is for you, that God has a good future for you, that God has a good plan, and you follow Him. You have to have a desire for His will. Just like many today, not going to church. That is crazy. I mean, crazy. Not to go to the church, it's the will of God. I just read this morning, and I said, oh yeah, Lord. Oh yeah, those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of their God. And it goes on, and I said, and God, because I'm going to church regular, I'm going to live longer. And I'm going to be bearing fruit. And the Bible says green and fat. I went and looked it up. I thought, this is mine. And I went in there and I looked it up, and it said they're going to be green and fat in their old age. Still bearing fruit. still whipping devils, still building herds, still building buildings, still doing ministry, still training. See, that's got to be you. Glory to God, that's mine too. But I ain't but 27. Don't even think how old you are. Time goes by. I was 27 too. Our little visitor there, she said, I'm looking forward to being 12 because I'm nearly a teenager. I told her, I said, don't be in a hurry. I told her, I said, don't be in a hurry. You know, she wants this to be 12, Johnny. Almost a teenager. She's got this dream of becoming a teenager. Woo! We don't. We know that's over for us. But we got to, we got to encourage them to dream. I said, I said, it won't be long. I said, but when you get 13. I said, yeah, that's teenager then. Not nearly teenager. You done teenager. Then I told her, where's her siblings? She's going to bring her siblings. But she told me the little one, she might not bring her. Has her reasons. But we're believing, right? Praise God. North, south, east, and the west. Hallelujah. And you know what? Praise God. One good thing I like about this church that God has made us, we are colorblind. We don't see color. We see God created in the image and likeness of God. All of us are His creation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's awesome. That's awesome how God does it. The body's like that. The real church is like that. The real believers are like that. They have God's... I was thinking about it this morning. I thought, God, you know, I was convicted back when I read, you know, Jesus said that He come not to do His own will, but of the will of Him that sent Him. I said, God, Jesus, He said, yes, He said, and I want you like that. He said, I want you to want my will. He said, because my will, I'm about 27 or 28, help me save them. He said, because my will will take you into places like it did Jesus, that you'll be blessed, that you'll be, and it'll carry you in the anointing. The anointing destroys yokes and lifts burdens. I got the anointing in my marriage. And we're getting wiser and wiser, especially since Teresa started reading the Book of Wisdom. I'm being funny. But she's asking the Lord every day, reading that Ephesians prayer, that the eyes, Lord, I think it, that the eyes of my understanding's being enlightened. Is that right? In the knowledge of Him. She's saying it every day, thinking, I thought, ooh, my wife is getting wiser. Ooh, she's going to stay off of me. She's never going to be on me. She's going to walk in so love so deep that it don't matter what I want or what I do. She's just going to, oh, yes, baby. Sometimes she's like, fine, whatever. And I'm like, she don't like that. You know, you learn your woman and man, you learn the signs. You can learn signs. Used to, I'd go in and put my hat in there and see if it got gnawed up. I thought about it one time. Stick my leg in. If it comes out and I don't get it chopped off, it's safe to go in. There's times I go when she's cleaning. She don't allow me to come take a nap when she's cleaning. Because I'll tell her, well, I believe I'm just going to rest. And just go. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm going to be loud now. I'm busy. I ain't got time for that. And now, this is my house, man. You know, and you're like, well, I probably ain't going to get no sleep anyway, so I'll just get on out of here. And then sometimes she has told me, can't you find you something to do? And I thought, well, I was headed home. And then the next couple of days, I'm getting lonely down here. Which way you want it, sweetheart? You want me here, you want me gone. You just let me know, because me and Jesus are happy. I mean, I can go up in my shop, turn the fan on, lay down on the floor, and I'm happy. Get in my truck, man, turn the air conditioner on, kick the seat back, go to sleep. See, you got to enjoy life. The Word will cause you, even in your battles, to enjoy life, because you know that God is there and God is with you. And no matter what you go, and even with me and Teresa, if we get a little turmoil, we don't get hardly get turmoil at home anymore. We've nearly got it all worked out. Now, it took us a few years, but we've almost got it worked out, you know, and everything. But even in the middle of it, I don't feel off when things are happening. Why? Because God is my shield and buckler. The psalmist David said, Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. And I took that for myself years ago. I said, Lord, I'm going to let your word be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, a light in my marriage, Lord. I'm going to let it work in my finances. I'm going to have it in my relation with Travis, Lord, and in my brothers and sisters, Lord, and the church. Lord, I'm going to integrate your word in everything that I do that is possible. My cows came out of Deuteronomy 28. My brother, yeah, cows, I said, they're in the Bible. He said, what? I said, I got mine out of the Bible. How'd you get your cows out of the Bible, man? I mean, that's a crazy question to me. How'd I get them out of the Bible? I saw them in there. Your cattle, the fruit of your cattle. Well, I didn't have no cattle. So God's telling me, the fruit of your cattle. So I go around, oh, yeah, I got cows up there. How many you got? Well, they're not out here yet, but they're on their way. Why? Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. He says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe, you receive it, and you'll have it. Jesus said it. I got to believe that. I can't say, well, you know, whatever the will of God is. No, it's in the Bible. He said, my cows would be blessed. They are. I mean, they're blessed, man. I've done built it up. I've got 30. I need to get rid of some. I'm over full. Now I've got to put them in another pasture. And I told God, I said, see, God, I said, if this is okay with you, I said, I'm going to help my brother. I'm going to help him build his herd. I'm going to take my cows over there, and I'm going to let him feed my cows, and I'm going to give him one calf and me keep one calf. And then he can build, and you know, and you're going to bless that because now I'm giving. So I may end up with a couple $100,000 worth of cows. See, whatever your passion is, whatever that you feel is okay, work it. Work it. If you're good at being generous and helping people, work it. It ain't got to be cows. Work it. Work that. Somebody calls on, my neighbors call on me. I mean, just last week, two times. My neighbor comes, he says, I just see him at the filling station down here, gas station. I might need your tractor after a while. And I'm like, well, what give you that right? You know you're my neighbor, but I paid big money for that tractor. And I went through some stuff to get that tractor going. You know, and I said, oh, yeah, how's that? Well, I mean, I got a good deal. He's got an old tractor, but it ain't got a front end loader on it. So he's got a good deal on some hay, you know, and he needs to hurry because, you know, they need it gone that day, and he's going to have to make three trips. And now I'm thinking, you didn't even ask what I'm doing. I've been trying to get you to come to church for a long time. I'm going to hit him up all the time, man. We all coming to church 15 years now. You know, I carry him stuff out there out of the garden and stuff, you know. And I thought, well, praise God, this is my opportunity. Help a heathen, you know, praise God. And I said, well, I said, I said, I'll be watching for you. Well, I'm trying to finish my pool. I got stuff going on. See, don't miss your opportunities because it's inconvenient. You got to watch that. Things being inconvenient to you. It's not a good time. It's never a good time for me to help anybody. I'm busy. You know, I mean, it's been that way for a lot of years, you know. But those doors of opportunity, the Word is doing it. The Bible says it's God that's working in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So this working things, He's given me opportunity. I read the Word. I meditate on the Word. Now the Bible says I've got to be a doer of the Word. Now, and when I start doing the Word, that's when the benefits of the doing, the reaping from it, starts happening in our life. And so, first time, he didn't see me, and I seen him. Me and Aubrey and Aiden was up. Aiden's riding the go-kart, and me and Aubrey's working on the swimming pool. Or I am. She's swimming. They call it work, but they're playing. Well, anyways, before I get over there, he's trying to roll it off of that trailer, that big round rows of hay. And I said, why didn't you wait, man? I was on my way. He said, well, I didn't see you up there. I said, well, I was up there at the pool. I said, when you come back, I said, don't park over here. Park over there where you want the hay, if that's okay with you. Park across the road, man. I'm like, nah, man, over there is where the hay's going. And so anyway, me and Aubrey, we moved the hay. And then I told him, I said, I'll be watching for you. He come back his second trip, and here he come. And I thought, crap, man, I wish you could do this yourself. You know, I mean, I'm busy. Like that. And then I thought, don't complain. Because it's inconvenient. See, you can't get unthankful. You got to keep your heart thankful. Well, you know, went on. Well, my neighbor down the road earlier, she sent me a message on Facebook. Her husband don't need him climbing on the ladder. And I thought, well, he's the same age as me. That's what I'm talking about, man. We blessed, right? And so I thought, great. There goes my Saturday. Teresa, I mean, I'm kind of envious. Her Sabbath is Saturday. I mean, it just almost takes a hurricane to get her to do anything on Saturday. I mean, it's her Sabbath, huh? Yeah, made her mind up. A day of rest. God wants you to have a Sabbath. Sunday's not a day off to me and her. We're working. I mean, we're ministering. We're working. It's not a day off to us, you know. And so, I'm like, ah, man, you know, these people. So I go down there, cut a tree off his shed, take my tractor, lift it up, and then I thought, no wonder you give me faith to fix all this stuff, Lord. Cost me $60 and they wanted to charge me $10,000 and I'm riding it. See, he rebukes the devourer. That's what your giving does and your offering. And he gives you wisdom that everybody else is afraid to try it. And then you just like, oh well, what's it gonna hurt? It ain't no good eating. And you go try it and it works. And then you're like, boom. And then I tell Teresa, the money that was gonna cost for the tractor, I told her, I said, pay our house off. We paid our house off. Satan didn't get that money. He gave us wisdom, praise God. Hallelujah. So what I'm attributing to what I'm saying is I've made quality decisions just like cell phones. I will not be robbed by a cell phone. The last time I run over my cell phone, no time before last, I thought, I'm going to give Facebook opportunity. I'm sitting there telling the Lord, I said, I'm going to give them opportunity. So I put it on Facebook. I'm in need of a phone, if anybody got it, I'm good ground. If anybody want to sow that, you know, God will reap and you'll begin to reap and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what all I sowed, but I did it. I thought I'm anointed. I'm good ground. And that in core, whoever it is, ain't getting $500 out of me for no cell phone. So anyways, some people, I'm sure scoffers went on there. Look at him. He got plenty of money. He talks about his money all the time. I ain't got nothing to do with money, Johnny. I ain't going to be robbed. And I'm going to give somebody opportunity to get them a blessing. And so, you know what? My pastor calls me. Hey, man, I'm the one. I said, what you mean you're the one? He said, I got a brand new phone. I didn't like it and went and bought me another one. It's laying. I'm going to give it to you. I just want to give it to you. I said, well, I'll pay for it, man. No, you won't. You said on there. I said, okay. So he did. Well, you know, I run over my phone a couple of weeks ago and finally found it in the mud. And I run over with a dump truck loaded with dirt, man. So I go home and I get Teresa's phone. I go out there and I stop on and I'm ringing it, you know, how you try to find it. And so I move on out where it might be and I'm ringing it. Then I get out there and I'm sitting nearly on top of it and I ring it and it's ringing. And I'm like, where's it at? Can't see it. So I go over there and I walk right by it ringing and it's that deep under the mud. So I thought, ooh, there it is. That tire tracks. Well, Beth's been wanting to upgrade for a year. I walked in there and I said, yeah, we got one. It's $500. I said, that's not going to happen. I'm up there at Cricket. I said, that's not going to happen. Not for $500. Well, we've got another one. It's $1,000. I said, that is not going to happen. Well, we got payment plans. I said, I got the money to buy all these phones. I said, I do not make payments. I said, see, I have a problem with this. I said, it's not your problem, your fault. I said, but I know people that has clunkers that won't get them to working back, and they got $1,000 payments on phones. I said, I have a problem with that. I said, she said, well, we got an Android. I said, how much is it? It's 99 something. I said, that's the phone for me. She said, I said, what will this phone not do that this phone will do? Well, it won't FaceTime, and I thought, Auburn them don't FaceTime anymore anyways. I said, that's fine. I don't use it anyways. If I want to FaceTime them, I'll go out there and get them. Right in their face. Right? I want them to have a lollipop, and just call them up. Papa, I'll bring you a lollipop. Yeah, I ain't got a FaceTime. They done outgrew that now. They study every moment that how they get out here. I mean, they study that. Aiden wanted to believe God that Monday will be Tuesday. He's going to pray that it'll be Tuesday. And I'm like, well, we can't do that now. I mean, he'd want to believe God that Monday turns into Tuesday so he can come to Grandma and Papa's house, you know. Why wouldn't you? We're blessed. So you got to think of yourself as blessed and highly favored and got the favor of God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I had the Android, and I mean, I'm having to go through the change, you know, and I'm wanting to throw it. I nearly threw it out the window one time. The only reason I didn't is because I thought I could not get my number out of it, and I got to keep that number. I've had it for a long, long time. All my clients has got that number, you know. It's the only reason I didn't throw it out a couple times. So then, lo and behold, Beth, she's been wanting to. She had her reason. And she ain't even got a job, and she had her own money to get it. Wonder how that happens. She's a giver. She tithes. She gives. She's a believer. I mean, I need to follow that suit. I ain't got a job, but I got the money to buy my phone. But you know what? Satan, I got the iPhone back. Now, I was generous. I told her, I said, well, I'm going to pay some. I'm willing to pay some. So she got her a new phone. She's happy, I reckon. And then I got my iPhone back, and I'm kind of happy. It would have been a lot better if I didn't have to pay nothing. But it was only because of Beth that I did. I helped out. But you know what? I made up my mind I'm not going to be robbed with cell phones in 1990-something. Praise God. And I ain't never been robbed. And I'm not saying you got robbed, Beth. But $500 is a lot of money for a phone. I mean, dude, I could buy a set of tires for my truck for that. You know, I could buy a cow, man. I could buy, $450. I get a good deal. College Tire, they ought to be blessed that I'm advertising for them. About $450 for a good set. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you. Make quality decisions. Stand firm. Stand firm. Whatever you do, get your heart made up that you're going to stay planted in the house of God. Because we just read the scripture this morning where all of this is not going to take place lest there come a great falling away from faith. That means people are going to drop out. They're going to drop, they done doing it, dropping out of church. Look at this. And there ain't nothing wrong with us. Anybody find anything wrong this morning? No, you don't. You're getting the word. You're getting vision. You're getting how to live. You're getting how to get the blessing of the Lord on your life. No, there's nothing wrong with the churches, a lot of them. There'll be a famine of hearing the Word of God. There ain't going to be no famine of the Word. There's going to be a famine of hearing the Word of God, not here. I'm going to hear it, and we're going to preach it, praise God. We're going to embrace it, and we're going to be blessed. So when y'all get ready and God says, buy him a Corvette, don't you even hesitate. Or he tells me, give a Harley away. I did hesitate for a little bit, Johnny. Little bit. I hesitated with your brother too. I'm like, God, why can't I keep some of this stuff, you know? I was hoping he wouldn't come to church. He wasn't faithful on Wednesday night. And the dude come to church. I was like, God, man, of all nights, why'd he have to come tonight? He'd have lost the Cadillac if he hadn't come to church that night. But you know what? I drive what I want, praise the Lord. So anyways, let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you.